Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Everybody's doing it. If you listen live and you missed some of the show, definitely go back to the podcast and check it out. TNTRadioEmpire.com or wherever you get your podcast. We're on all the platforms. Mr. Skin a little later on this morning. Jay Moore later on this morning. Both going to phone the program. It's Tuesday already, Tan Line Tuesday. We were off yesterday. It was a best of for MLK Day.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
I would like to have a 4-day work week every other week.
Yeah, I'd like that too.
That's how it's working out so far.
We're on pace.
In 2022.
Yeah. Kind of nice. Every other Monday off.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
Our resident historian checks in.
That would help my alcoholism completely.
Well, just even to be like, oh, no, if we're good, then I'll drink.
Hello. That's what I did. Our resident historian is Stinkweed Pete.
And he says that on or about this date in Todd and Tyler Radio Empire history, 2008.
Oh, man.
14 years ago. What the hell happened? 14 years ago.
An afflicted caller during a doctor segment checks in requesting suggestions on treatment for a rug burn.
That was Dr. Ed.
On her face.
Yep. Wichita girl.
From Shag Carpet Doggy.
Yep. There's a cartoon
Shag
out there.
Shag Carpet yep. Doggy.
My favorite part is that cartoon LD put together back then. She's on the phone with us with a big bruise on her, big brush mark on her face.
Listeners immediately fell in love with Sarah.
Is that her name?
From El Dorado or El Dorado. Yeah. Which is it? Is it El Dorado there?
El Dorado.
El Dorado.
Yeah.
One of the most popular TNT cartoons of all time.
Sorry, I just spit on you like a preacher right there.
Yeah. I felt God.
That cartoon's amazing. Sarah was amazing. Yeah, she had doggy with her boyfriend and got a brush burn, had to go to work on her face, not her knees like puss has all the time. You know?
That's easier to hide.
He's got one on his forehead.
That must have gotten out of control.
Well, you're just into it.
Well, you don't feel your face hurting?
I've never been focused on other sensations.
We'd have to ask women or puss, because I'm not really getting railed from behind on a rug, usually.
Oh, not yet.
Not from behind.
I don't know where that's from. That makes no sense. I just love it, though. Not from behind. Yeah, that's exactly where it would be.
Shag carpet. Yeah. Tyler's got his legs up in the air.
Damn right. Mm-hmm. Like I just don't care.
What did she say to people?
We didn't get the follow-up.
No.
We never did. But we're talking about her. And if Rug Burn Sarah's still out there, we'll take that call.
Rug Burn.
We've mentioned her a time or two.
Oh, over the, this
over
is
the past 14 years.
The anniversary gets mentioned.
Right.
It does,
We haven't heard from her.
It was a great call.
What would you say? Just, I fell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose.
You might tell your best.
Repeatedly?
Your best girlfriend in the office. Of course, a girlfriend in the office is going to tell everybody
else.
Yeah,
if you tell one person, everybody's going to know.
Yeah. It'd be funny if she was on, getting burnt on one side and realized it, turned her face over.
Just to even it out.
And then all of a sudden, she's got two brush burns. That's tougher to explain, two brush burns.
It is.
Yeah.
Guy fell twice.
Right.
Yeah. Unless it became common there in El Dorado. They'd look at you and go, oh, Shag Carpet Doggy? Yeah.
Shag Carpet Doggy is an affliction a lot in El Dorado, apparently. Yeah. Yeah. Let us know, El Dorado. Nick will be there eventually someday.
I hope.
Yeah, yes, you will.
No, it's just a matter
Shag
of time.
Shag Carpet yep. Doggy. That's going to be a Deadpool name next year.
It should be.
Yeah, great one. Thank you, Rugburn Sarah.
Well, now you just have to not care. Shag Carpet, there's no way it's new. Even 14 years ago, that Shag Carpet had to have been there for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're sniffing some stuff out of that. Yeah,
and it's probably not really clean.
No.
That'd be impossible to keep
that
it clean for decades.
That little burn would get infected.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think she's worried about that. She was getting railed, man.
It
was
heavy on the Neosporin the next day.
She was into it, man.
Obviously.
Yeah.
If you don't,
yeah,
you don't quite feel your face coming off as you're getting rail doggy, you're into it.
We'll take that call.
She was throwing caution into the shag carpet.
Yeah, you turn your mic on.
Also on this date in Todd and Tyler Radio Empire history, 2013, Todd declares that he's finally come to the steadfast decision that he will, in fact, quote, quit drinking on weekdays.
When did I ever say that?
2013.
I remember you saying
on
it.
This date. Honor about this date in 2013.
Wow.
According to our resident historian, Todd lasted almost 4 weekdays. Almost 4, which means 3.
I went the whole week then.
Oh, did you?
Almost.
You went the whole what?
There's a lot of people that have a cocktail every night. There's a lot of people like that.
Every weeknight. It sounds like I took 3 or 4 nights off.
You had four
three or four week nights.
In 2013.
Right.
In a row?
9 years ago.
In a row.
9 years ago.
That's a start.
It is. I am.
Well, and it was probably after, you know, especially, just after the holidays.
Right, yeah.
Spent a lot of time drinking.
It was they call it Sober Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday in January.
Yeah, right.
1 week of January.
That's sweeping the nation.
Sober Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday in mid-January.
Right.
Not necessarily in a row.
No.
It's a long hashtag, but it's trending on Twitter right now.
I like it too, man.
Sober Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday in January.
Because Thursday night is the weekend, technically. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, my trouble is, like yesterday was a day off, and I wanted to not drink last night because poured it on pretty good this weekend. But on a normal Monday night, I'd have no problem not drinking because I worked that morning. But all it would have took was my wife to say, I wasn't going to bring it up. All she could have said was, hey, well, let's go get something to eat. Drinking. You know? It's a trigger. You want something, don't say anything, don't say anything. I could probably make it tonight. And I did. I did.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Yeah, I could have not drank last night, but I was working. So
yeah, you're working. You know. Yeah, yeah, sure. Of course. Yeah,
I could have too, but I got bored.
I know.
It's just habit.
No, I'm totally. I'm not shaming you. I'll drink this week myself. I'm just saying, you know, I get bored.
That's what a lot of it is.
Like, totally it. We live up north in the winter. There's nothing to do, and then we drink. That's just what it is, man. And don't tell me there's stuff to do because there's not.
All right. What about the summer?
Well, then you can have drinks outside.
Thank you, Nick. And you can do more things. Like
so the thing about drinking really has nothing to do with the weather. Yeah, it you're gonna drink. No. You're just gonna find a reason.
Has something to do with the boredom. Has something to do with the boredom. I'm not bored in the summer like I am in the winter.
But you still drink in summer.
Oh yeah, I've just meant boredom.
That's the reason.
So you just make
season.
Up different excuses for drinking.
You get high every day, so you got nothing on me.
No, I'm just calling you out for what you're saying.
I know. I told you.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I drink in the winter because I'm bored. I drink in the summer because I'm having a good time.
So there's always a good reason to drink.
I'd rather drink in the summer.
And I don't disagree with this. I'm just making sure that you understand what you're saying.
There's always a good reason to drink.
Right. Just finding what it is. Well,
boredom is the reason I drink now.
And drink when you're having fun.
Right.
There you go.
And everything in between.
Right.
Are you bored?
Not really. Are you having fun? Not really. You want to drink?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
All right. So I guess my point is it's really not a function of things that are going on around you.
Yeah, it is.
It's a thing of making an excuse for why you're going to drink. Because you're going to drink whether you're happy or sad, whether you're doing something or not doing something.
I'm always sad. That's beside the point. That's
Especially during this time of year.
But I'm bored now.
Couldn't you call it a reason instead of an excuse?
Where the summer.
The reason is you.
Right. Will make a little bit of difference if I'm doing something outside and I don't get home till 8:30, 8:45, 9 o'clock.
You just drink later.
Then I will drink less. Because when I'm out driving or golfing, I don't drink much when I golf.
Remember, in 2013, Todd stopped drinking during the week.
Yeah, for three days.
Almost four.
Almost four.
It said almost four, right?
He said almost four. I don't know what that means.
It means three.
I guess it means three.
or he made it to like 7 o'clock the fourth night, and it was like, nah.
That may have been Stinkweed Pete being very kind. Almost four, which some people would call two.
Yeah. That's three. Yeah. It's almost four, it's three.
A three-day stretch that will live in infamy.
Yes.
The email is TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com. Emily writes, good morning, welcome back. I could totally relate to Sarah's story. It's completely plausible to get so into it, you forget you even have a face.
Wow.
Is that signed Puss?
Yeah. Right.
She's got stories.
Yeah.
You have burner email accounts.
And we'd like to hear them.
You forget you have a face. Man, what is she a bed of nails? What? She's crazy. She's a crazy in bed.
Fun.
She's fun.
Have fun.
That's what I meant. She's
crazy.
Damn crazy fun.
Damn fun.
A dynamo.
That's how that's supposed to work.
Damn right. Linoleum, rug, whatever.
Faceless.
Sandpaper, I don't care. That would hurt.
A guy that you guys seem to hate.
Peyton Manning?
I don't hate Peyton
No, you guys
Manning.
Don't.
Because of his...
He's everywhere.
Because he's too bland.
Did he... Drop an S-bomb last night.
I want to clarify this.
Yeah.
He's a great broadcaster and knows exactly what he's doing. And is the reason he's there because he's really good at what he does. But Tirico is boring. Yes. And you
Sportscaster Mike Tirico.
I mean, I realize he's play-by-play, but there are other play-by-play guys that aren't boring.
Who's his analyst?
Al Michaels is the best.
Al Michaels is not boring.
No, the Saturday game that was on NBC.
Oh, that was I think that was Drew Brees.
Okay.
He sucks.
Well, he's a noob.
Yeah. He's still getting into the groove.
Tirico's going to get plenty of airtime during NBC's coverage of the Winter Olympic Games and the Super Bowl.
He's probably the host of it, isn't he?
Tirico will anchor the primetime show from Beijing February 3rd through the 10th. He'll get on a flight to Los Angeles and continue hosting the show on the 11th from outside SoFi Stadium, the home of this year's Super Bowl. He'll host pregame coverage before going back to the after the game to anchor that night's Olympic action.
Oh, they're going right back to Olympics after the
Yeah, that's the after Super Bowl TV show.
Yeah, so instead of like a brand new sitcom they always did.
This year it's the Olympics.
All right.
Well, and apparently, yes, Peyton did drop an S-bomb last night.
Yeah, by the way, technical difficulties.
Yeah, he said, I can't hear S.
Yeah. I heard the clip, and people were making a big deal of it. He's on ESPN. It's cable. We can do that.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
Yeah. Did anyone really care, or was that fake outrage because they assumed they should be outraged and have to tell everyone?
I think a little bit of both. I think people just said, oh, my God, he dropped the S-bomb. I saw on Twitter, he dropped the S-bomb. I said, so what? He's on cable.
The only people that tell him he can't say that is ESPN.
Right.
Yeah.
And nobody cared. No.
Did anyone actually care?
No, obviously not. If someone would have cared, they would have gotten rid of him. If it was that big a deal. It's not.
Nobody cares.
It's cable.
No, it's an S-bomb.
And the crowd that watches the Manning cast for Monday Night Football doesn't care.
They got a call from somebody.
I don't think so.
They got a call from somebody.
And ESPN doesn't care.
No.
No, ESPN definitely doesn't care.
Well, they care if someone cares.
For a second.
They have to figure out if somebody cares before they have to figure out if they care.
Yeah. I think they're just happy that show's as successful as it is.
Right. Like if some major advertiser is going to pull because Peyton Manning said S.
No, well, earlier in the season, Eli went double birds on live television.
Right.
That's part of the intrigue of watching it on ESPN, too.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, with the double birds, he was quoting children.
Yeah, 9-year-olds in Philly.
Right. That was being fair, right? That's what kids in Philly do.
He was quoting children when he was flipping the double bird. If I remember correctly, wasn't he?
Yeah, he talked about walking out on the field in Philly and you get double birds from 9-year-olds. And as he's doing it, he's looking out off camera going, "We can edit this out, right?" And they're like, "Dude, live TV, live, man."
Nobody cares, right?
Yeah. Turns out Logan Paul, speaking of no one caring, turns out Logan Paul shelled out $3.5 million on a fake box of first edition Pokemon cards.
I saw that, yeah.
Last month, he tweeted that he'd spent that much on a sealed and authenticated box of first edition cards, put up a picture of it. And almost immediately, people started saying, "Are you sure that's a real thing?"
So is that dumb? He didn't get an expert to check into it before he spent $3 million on it? That's just dumb.
And there were other red flags as well as to where he bought it.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
The line of succession of people that had owned it. There were all sorts of red flags. But finally, he got it. He's so thrilled. But almost immediately, they were saying, "Yeah, you might not have the right thing." So a new video that he posted last week shows Paul taking the box to a card authenticator in Chicago, opening the box, and instead of finding Pokemon cards, finding it filled with G.I. Joe cards.
Oh, no.
He knows who he bought it from. Is he suing the guy?
Doesn't know.
I know, but somewhere down the line are going to find out where it came from. Right.
That's theft.
Yep.
Does he have an extra Sergeant Slaughter he wants to trade, though?
Yeah.
So, we're all sick for Logan Paul.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
That's a colossal ripoff.
Yeah.
I just saw over the weekend, he made like an insane amount of money on those boxing things last year.
It sounded like he was eager to spend $3 million.
Now, he's not Jake Paul. Jake has the bigger fights than Logan, right?
Oh, maybe I was Jake that I saw.
Yeah, Jake makes more. Jake makes more than Logan. They're both rich, but Jake's the guy beating real. I shouldn't say real people. They're all fixed, as far as I'm concerned. When you're fighting guys that aren't boxers,
Jake's the one with the big fights.
Yeah, he has bigger fights than Logan does. Right.
Logan should fight whoever he bought these cards from.
Right.
Put it on pay per view.
Yeah, it was Jake. Jake made an estimated $45 million last year.
Okay. What'd Logan make? He fought a few people, but they were like lesser cards, but there were also people who paid money to see that crap.
Yeah, people love the exhibitions. That's all they are.
18 mil for Logan Paul.
I'd pay, who was that girl that emailed you about the rug burn? I'd pay to watch her have a battle with a rug.
No, Sarah was the original rug person.
Yes, sir.
Oh.
The email. Well,
the one that
the girl says she can't feel her face.
Yeah.
That'd be Emily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd pay to watch Emily have a fight with a rug.
Forget about her face.
Again.
Here's $100.
Fun.
Bucks.
Yeah. That's the fun part.
Right.
I think that's a weekend song.
I think I had rug burns my knees once from going to town with somebody.
What was his name?
Did your jaw hurt?
Remember.
Craig was there.
Well, yeah, which narrows it down as to who that was you were with.
There could have been somebody else in the room, Craig. We don't know. Let's keep it a mystery.
Yeah, but who could that be?
Fun.
Who could have that been? Well, Puss was watching TV in the other room.
Yeah. Sorting his G.I. Joe cards.
Rug Burns and Velisca, name my first book.
uh. So did you see the pictures out of Los Angeles?
Sorry, puss.
You're not.
The pictures, the video out of Los Angeles of the thousands of Amazon packages being stolen from cargo containers.
Right, no. Right.
And they're just sitting there near downtown L.A., and thousands of packages have been ripped out of the containers, and they've gone through them and taken what they want and then thrown the rest of them out. Well, this is ungodly
trash. The train is parked there, so they just rob it overnight. Now they have cops. They're having people defend that stuff when it sits there.
There's footage of the UP tracks in the Lincoln Heights neighborhood showing the tracks littered with empty packages.
Thanks,
where
Brandon.
Thieves have been raiding cargo containers for packages from Amazon, REI, and other companies being shipped to customers all over the country. They say they're going to try and get that to stop, but, it's
amazing.
Yeah, right,
they get security now, they should. Yeah. It is a crazy video, though.
Yeah, it is.
I wonder how much of that stuff they just leave there. It's like, I just ordered an apple slicer from Amazon.
Yeah.
Like, that's something. You'd hope that there was like a phone or something cool in the box. Right. Like,
they probably took an
apple slicer.
Well, if you don't get yours, you know where it's at.
Yep.
Well, that could be anybody snagging an apple slicer.
Oh, we got it.
Oh, you did?
We had,
oh, good.
I was that
good,
day.
Good,
that
good,
day,
good, good, good.
You know, the day I see the Amazon truck going around the neighborhood, I'm like, man, but that slicer's on there.
Once again, Craig, bored.
That is a crazy Tuesday at Nick's house.
Wait for an apple slicer, and I got to make a vodka drink. Come on.
It's just how mundane everything is, but, that's a conversation we had. I think that slicer's coming today.
You're watching the real-time feed on the app where the van's driving around your neighborhood. It's coming. It's coming.
Somebody tweeted out Sunday to us and said, hey, I'm hoping Tyler and Nick live tweet the game. And I saw it later. It was after that T.J. Watt scored to make it 7-0, which is, the best part of that game.
That was the highlight.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
So I saw it. Like I said, we had people. I wasn't going to live tweet the game anyway, but I was not even. My phone wasn't even sitting near me during that game because I was talking to some other people. We had a couple of friends over, and I said, "I'm drinking 7-0." That was my tweet.
Yeah.
Now, Nick and I did not battle during that piece of crap game because it ended up the way it was supposed to end up.
Yeah, but it looked like it might have been interesting for a minute.
A minute, yeah.
Yeah.
A minute.
Yeah, you know the NFL wasn't happy with all three of their primetime games being complete turds.
Yeah, right.
My son was impressed with that when he tweeted about why the Steelers only have the logo on one side of the helmet. He was like, he knew that?
I did actually.
Oh, yeah. He's full of those facts.
Fun facts. Tom's right. Fun facts. But, it's funny because the guy that asked me that goes, hey, Tyler, I'm not trying to be a dick. And I'm thinking, oh. And the question was, hey, why only have one? I said, no, you're not. Everybody's just afraid, I guess. I guess everybody's afraid they're going to bite their head off all the time.
Blocked.
I know.
Listeners.
I'm not trying to be a dick. No, I block some listeners, believe me, because they're horrible people.
No,
sometimes.
They're afraid you're going to send Peter Griffin after them.
No. Yeah. Well, I do that to you.
Yeah, but he should know.
My response would have been, in the time it took you to type that tweet, you could have typed it into Google.
No. I was going to be a dick about it. I explained it to him. People,
He'll answer your Steeler questions.
Oh, yeah.
Other questions.
But I love how he just was so shy to even ask it. I don't want to be, I'm not being a dick. I think he probably thought because there was already, but why do they only have a logo on one side of the helmet?
No, because he hears how you treat people.
Yeah. Like they deserve. Like they deserve.
He jumps on everybody who asks him a question. Yeah. Don't ask Tyler anything.
I'm aware of the role I play.
Maybe I can ask him about the Steelers.
If everybody's a nice guy.
Maybe he won't be such a dick if I ask him about the Steelers.
Yeah.
And it turns out, he won't be. He'll answer your Steeler questions.
Damn right I will.
Unless they're stupid.
Yes.
That was a legit good question.
You stupid son of a bitch!
Right.
I guess I knew that.
Yeah.
But it was good to relearn it.
The 1962 season, Rooney told the equipment manager to put the logo on the side of the helmets. Before that, they had no helmets.
They had helmets.
Yeah.
No logo.
In the 60s, they were a crappy team for the 40s and the 50s, basically, the Steelers. And even a lot of the 60s.
Right. In the 40s and the 50s, they just wore the logo on their head.
The guy
no
just,
helmets.
The guy just put on the right side of every helmet. That was it, what he did. And the team went like 9-4 that year or something like that. One of their best records, so they just kept it.
Yeah. You know, he initially saw that. He had to be like, what?
What?
Oh, with only the logo on one side.
Yeah.
Okay. He'd be like, what's going on here? He's like, you said put it on.
The equipment manager might have been, you know.
Well, they probably didn't have enough logos.
Limping or something. You know?
Yeah.
We can only put it on one side of the helmet.
Yeah. Rugburns. Rugburns Sarah. Is that her name?
Not to her friends.
Carpet.
Yeah.
She might be to her friends. Mr. Skin, we get back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.